You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Coronavirus drops the Dow Jones by 600 points, bringing a great opportunity for investors. So the question is, Prince, what did you buy? How did you take advantage of this big drop on the Dow Jones? Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuning into The Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Check out the description box to keep follow us on our other social media sites. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So as you can see here, the coronavirus came out of China and it's been causing a havoc on the market. The Dow Jones drops over 600 points on Friday. You can see it here. This became the fifth worst day of a point drop in the last 12 months of 603 points. And you see it says here, buying did not return in the final out of the Dow Jones, mounting the growing fears of the coronavirus. So I know the market is ruled by three factors. It's either fundamental, or it's either technical, or it's behavior. So fundamental data states that looking at the corporate earnings, we're looking at leading indicators, we're looking at unemployment, things like that. So we haven't seen a growth in unemployment. We've seen corporate earnings come in strong with Tesla, Microsoft, Facebook, so far at least. So corporate earning reports has been pretty good. Unemployment's been pretty stable, so there was nothing fundamentally that happened to make the market drop. The second thing was the technical data. We'd have any technical data on the charts to show that, hey, that would justify a drop with head and looking at head and shoulder formations, things like that. So it led me to believe it's nothing but behavior, fear in the market. We had Apple drop by 4% due to the fact that people said a lot of our iPhones are made out of China. And the coronavirus may slow down manufacturing. If it slows down manufacturing, it can slow down sales. I looked at this as all as fear. Nothing came back of actual data to support this. Apple just had a strong earnings report. So I looked at this as a great buying opportunity. So the question remains, Prince, since that you know it was behavior, how did you take advantage? You had Apple's have a strong move to the upside after earnings. Then all of a sudden, you've seen on Thursday and Friday, you've seen Apple go off on this big drop, pretty much back down to post-earnings. So I look at this as a great buying opportunity for Apple, which I already owned anyway. So Apple was one of the ways, because I like to see who fell the most, right? Another thing is, when I look at a large drop like that in a Dow Jones, I automatically look at the DIA, the ETA, the ETF that tracks the Dow Jones. So I always look at that as a great way of a buy signal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ETF DIA. And you got number three, SPXL, which is a bullish ETF that tracks the S&P 500. So this is very sensitive. As the market drops, this really drops. But as the market returns, this really returns. So I looked at this as being a bullish long-term person that I could collect dividends and also watch the stock as it move up as well. So that was another buying opportunity as well. So there you have it, the coronavirus. You see that this is a behavior move that caused the market to slide last week. But as the CDC gets this under control and the fear removes from the market, common sense prevails, I can see making a nice little return in the short term off of the fear of the coronavirus. So those are the ways you can put yourself in position. That's what I feel like was happening. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out. Thank you.
The number that everyone needs to know in the world of investing. That's right. Everybody out there that's investing, you need to know this number. And I'm going to show you exactly what that number is and how to get there.